Spending a few minutes now with Philadelphia Wings head coach Paul Dey as his squad gets ready to play their first road game of the season. They will visit the Rochester Nighthawks this weekend. And first of all, before we look ahead, coach, let's look back. A couple weeks ago, you opened things up, a home game against Buffalo. Guys battled. You came up a little short, 17-15. But first game as an expansion team, what were the big takeaways for you?
You know, I think... First off, it was an unbelievable environment. Wells Fargo was rocking exactly what we expected, what it was like in the past. And, you know, our players played hard. We, you know, had a chance to tie it. We're down 16-15, chance to tie it with 36 seconds left to hit the crossbar, and they picked up the ball and threw one into the empty net. But guys played hard, battled, you know, fought all game long, came back, tied it up. We had a pretty good performance. Not the result we wanted, but we expect to get out every night and get a chance to win, and that's exactly what we had. But fantastic ceremony before, putting the banners up for the six championship teams, and a great banner for some players that were retired jerseys in the past that are, you know, still living in the market.
When you're building something from the ground up and you get that first game, I think you have an idea of what you're going to see and what you've got, but you probably don't know until you start to see it unfold, when the lights are on there. So all that being said, did the performance week one, result aside, but was it about at the level you anticipated, or a little better, a little worse? How would you grade it?
Yeah, I think it was probably a little better. We had one Blaze Reardon that... he got hurt in training camp. He'll be in the lineup in Rochester, which is his hometown. So we were missing him. He's going to have a fantastic this year. But all in all, it was a good performance. I've known most of these players and the way we built it from the ground up. It's great when you don't have a culture and you can develop your own identity, your own culture, the type of people we want. And we really signed free agents and drafted. In the amateur draft and the expansion draft, people with real good character. But the other thing we looked at was chemistry and guys that are not only have good character, but they're characters. They like to have a lot of fun, and it's an unbelievably great locker room for, we only spent 3 or 4 weeks together now, but it's a great locker room. And I think that was one of the things we really wanted, we envisioned, and we wanted to that type of person in our locker room from day one to build on the tradition of the Wings, but also build going forward. So I've actually been unbelievably impressed with the guys that we've brought in and the players and the type of people they are and how close they've kind of come together in a month. And the future is really bright for our group. And I'm even a little more surprised at how quick they've bonded and how good of a group they are on and off the field.
X and O wise, what do you see developing as the real strengths on the team? And conversely, where do you need some work?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the third quarter, we really started to kind of take away third and fourth quarter. We're young, I think in hockey, if you look at hockey, the defensemen are there really young. You rarely get 18 to 20-year-old defensemen playing in the NHL. Well, we've got a lot of 22, 23-year-old defensemen just graduated from college that are playing for us. And that creates some crazy amount of energy and speed. And I think that the third and fourth quarter, we really started to run away from Buffalo. It is a real fast team to begin with. So, and then our offense is a real... As far as identity, it's a real physical type offense where we've got some power forwards that have a great amount of experience in the league, and then some young guys in Chris Kluche that he's a rookie right out of college, and Courier's third year in the league. Blaze is going to be his second year in the league. Matt Rambo is first year in the league. So we're a physical group up there. We're kind of big, stocky group, which I really like. I like to pound defenses offensively, and it wears on the other team. We gave up too many goals, you know, 16 goals, 17 with an empty netter, but we say 16, 5-on-5 power play and transition goals against. So that's an area we have to work on. I think we're going to score goals this year, but, you know, going into Rochester, spending a couple of days here practicing and video shoot around and getting on the road together is going to be a lot of fun. So I think that's going to be a good test for us. It's a team that lost in three-game final to the eventual winner last year in Saskatoon. So it's going to be a good test for us this weekend.
And kind of going along with that, what will be the biggest keys to grabbing one here on the road?
It's our speed. We really need to get up and down the floor. And, you know, obviously on the road, it's always tougher. I spent over 20 years in that building myself working with Rochester. So it's a great environment. It's an old barn, I would say, an old building, and it's a lot of fun to play in. So, but I think our youth and our speed really will help us in that building. And I mean, I think that's the key to our success this year is going to be our, you know, we like to play fast and we like to play physical. And I think, you know, game one, I'm sure we surprised Buffalo, you know, one of the teams that people have picked to win the East, and I'm sure we surprised them. So you're not going to surprise teams anymore, but we've got one game under our belt. The Nighthawks haven't played a game, and we need to jump off, get a good start against them, and hopefully we're up to game speed and they're still in practice speed.